My friends, it's Coach Vig. I'm sitting out here in the shade on the famous stage in Celebration, Florida, in Arison Park. After having just filmed with Addie for a bit, she was a little interesting. She kept wanting to run into the bushes. Addie is my dog, by the way, but my son Dane would probably do that as well. This is a series I've been doing of question and answers through my podcast. Keep sending in those questions wherever. You can put them on my social media at Instagram at Sean Vieg Fitness. Also on my Facebook page at Sean Vieg. That's V as in Victor, IGUE. That's how I always spell it out on phone calls. All right, let's get right to it. These questions were kind of just randomly given to me, so I don't know them beforehand. I'm kind of like Karnak, the great Karnak on Johnny Carson. Addie's sitting right here. We're sitting in the shade, so let's do five questions. Number one, what do you eat for breakfast? I'm a creature of habit. I usually, what I do when I get up is I have a lot of water and I have a smoothie. I've been having this very similar smoothies for probably about 20 years. It has a little Bolthouse Farms in it, bananas, mixed berries, a lot of wild blueberries, and then I do a mixture of vegan and whey protein powder. Combine those together. I have that. Then I'll usually have oatmeal with some mixed nuts and then a cup of coffee with a little splash of oat milk in it. That's kind of my breakfast. Pretty much what I have almost pretty much every morning. Sometimes on the weekend, my wife, she'll make yummy pancakes. So I'll have pancakes instead of the oatmeal. And I'll probably just have the oatmeal later that day, usually in the evening. So that's my breakfast. Number two, have you ever used PEDs? That's performance enhancement drugs. Nope, I haven't. I've been accused of a handful of times, which always made me laugh a bit because I've always been very lean. I don't have that big jacked look. I don't have that kind of body type. I've never taken anything like that. I'm a creature of habit. I usually for protein drinks after my weight training workouts, I always have some kind of plant-based drink or peanut butter or nuts, something like that. So no, that's a big no. I've known a few people who have, but that's no, not me. I'm almost 50. I don't plan to either. Number three, how can I sleep better at night? Been having trouble sleeping. Always a great question. Turn your phone off early. Everyone's addicted to their phones lately, from what I see. Everywhere I go, the addiction is not good. I'd say turn it off long before you go to bed. Have a dark room, have a pattern of things that you do every night. I like to read before I go to bed. I read and I stretch, and actively focus on your breath. Take really deep breaths. Let your mind just go empty. Get those distractions out of there. And I say never bring a phone into the bedroom. Don't leave it on your nightstand. I can't imagine people, and I know people who just they never turn it off. They're always checking it. Middle of the night, how can you sleep? It's a horrible, horrible addiction. It's a whole nother discussion on cell phone and social media addiction, but that's a big one. I was on a podcast a few weeks ago with my friend Dean Pullman of Manflow Yoga, and he asked, what's one big thing you would recommend that people do? And that's what it was. Turn off your cell phone early. I usually do that every night, and then it's such a release. And I'm not very addicted to it, but it's there, and it's this catnip sometimes. And I have an issue where I should be posting something. I should be doing this, but I don't know what it is. So I've really regulated my brain to shut it all off. But take deep breaths and read a book. Read a really good book in bed. And I always read the Bible at night too. I read in the morning too, but fall asleep reading the Bible or fall asleep praying. That's a great one. Four. Well, that's nice. Tips on being a good dad. Well, I'm learning as I go along. I have a 3.5 year old son, my wife and I. His name is Dane Sorensen Vig. I pattern what I do with my son a lot after my dad, God bless him, Robert Bob Vig. Call him Mr. Bob. He's passed on now, but my dad, I think about him all the time, and my mom, of course, too. My dad was always wanting to spend time with me. Sometimes I didn't want to all the time, but he always did. We spent a lot of time together. He taught me so many things. He took me around to so many things. We'd spend summers out in California because we were from Southern California originally, Manhattan Beach, Redondo, Hermosa, Torrance, that whole area, Hawthorne, Lawndale. So I spent a lot of time out there with him, and we went on a lot of adventures. These are things that always stuck with me. I learned a lot of skills from my dad. So with Dane, I did this a lot when we were in Wisconsin for the summer. I'm from Wisconsin also, Southern California, then Wisconsin. I call Wisconsin home. But every day, Dane and I would go out for 3 or 4 hours and have an adventure. And as his father, I always want to teach him things that I know, teach him skills. If I don't know certain skills, I make sure I learn them or turn him on to the right people that can teach him as well. It's my duty as his dad to raise him up a certain way. I always pray that he will grow to be strong, strong physically, strong mentally, and strong spiritually, with a very strong faith in God. So I'm always teaching him, exposing him to things. We went fishing. I was teaching him tennis. I was teaching him golf. I bring him into a lot of social situations, teaching him how to paint, how to use tools. As I say, I'm learning as I go. He's still a pretty young guy, but no time like the present. I read to him a lot. Of course, my wife also does a lot of things with him, very similar or the same things. A lot of reading to him, but every opportunity is an opportunity to learn. I don't see school as a classroom with 4 walls and windows and a ceiling. I see the classroom is everywhere you go. Down here in Florida, we go to Disney about once a week. So always, showing him things. But, I pray over him all the time that he will have God's discernment and he will have God's wisdom, of course, Holy Spirit too. So these are some tips. That's a lot of stuff. And I make sure I spend a lot of time with him. Sometimes I'm a little distracted and he knows it right away. He knows these things and it hurts him when he knows his dad is not listening to him. Dad, you're not listening to me. So we talk about balance and I like to engage him and have conversations with him. We talk about everything. So bone up your own studies because if you're going to have a child, a boy like we have, he's going to have questions. Why? The beautiful question, why? He's always asking why about everything. So I do my best to answer a lot of that. And I'm not afraid to say, Dane, I don't know. I don't know, but I'll find out for you. All right, number five. How old is Addie now? Oh, that's a good one. Addie's right next to me. Addie is almost 11. She'll be 11 in November. I'm recording this in October. So she's 11. She's doing well. I just took her to the vet a couple weeks ago, a little checkup with some things. She said she looks great. She was being a real jerk when I was trying to film just now. She kept trying to wander into the bushes and eat grass, which makes her throw up, usually in the worst places. So she's a sweetheart. Addie's been with me filming since I started, almost since I started, almost 11 years. So when she goes, I can't even think about that right now. She's been such a presence, right, Addie's? Such a little presence. And I felt bad because I got annoyed with her just now because she kept wandering off when I was trying to film, and I may have uttered a curse word, then I apologized. And I and everything, and I gave her a hug and some treats, but she's been with me a long time. That's a good question. All right, my friends, that's 5 questions. Remember, if you want to submit some questions to me, I'm all over the place. I may see it, I may not. I don't have a team of people scouring. It's just me, so whatever I can get to. New things coming up. My Sean V Fitness app, new videos every week. Full length videos going in at the Sean Veig Fitness app. That's coachveig.com. Sign up for it. You can try it absolutely free for 7 days and cancel at any time. But I guarantee you won't because there are hundreds, hundreds of exclusive workouts in there that you have never done before. It's ad free. It also has a massive section that's also exclusive on training for athletes. Best Pilates, best yoga, best power yoga, best flexibility training, best mobility training that I can do. I call it world class. So once you get in there, it's very hard to get out. And ad free, it's for your desktop, it's for your computer, for your tablet, for your iPhone, for your Android. And I highly recommend if you're going to sign up, which I recommend you do, Do the annual one because you basically get 2 months free as compared to the monthly one. All right, that's my spiel. That's at coachveeg.com/join. Coachveeg.com/join. Especially if you've been training with me for a long time, which I know a lot of you have, and you want more. All right, and remember those social media sites: Instagram, Sean Veeg Fitness; Facebook, Sean Veeg. That's about it. I dabble a little bit in Twitter. Twitter gives me gas. And I have an account in TikTok, and TikTok really gives me gas. I don't like going on there even to post. It's not my thing. Definitely don't want my son going on there either. Actually, most social. That's a whole other discussion. Just keep those questions coming. This one's a little longer, but if you get me talking about my son and about my dog Addie, I will definitely want to talk more about that. They are such big passions of mine. All right, my friends, this is Coach Veeg. Thanks for listening to the Sean Veeg podcast. Keep sharing it on. You could leave a rating, a comment, wherever you're listening to it from. I appreciate that. Keeps it growing. I'm working hard to get this more consistently out there. But you know me, I'm kind of a very spontaneous animal. I was just on a podcast a couple of days ago with my friend London Souza. And we were talking about that, my process. And my process is kind of just whatever I want to do sometimes. But it seems to work for me. I appreciate that. God bless you, my friends. We'll chat with you real soon. Coach Veeg will see you around.